Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Pittsburgh plays Baltimore in NFL football tonight, but the game could be overshadowed by the ongoing story of Ray Rice, the former Ravens running back, seen on video knocking his then-fiancée, now-wife, unconscious in an elevator in February. The Ravens released Rice after the video became public, and the NFL has suspended him indefinitely. But former FBI Director Robert Mueller has been appointed now to investigate the lingering questions about how the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell have handled the case. Here and Now sports analyst Mike Pesca hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. He's with us now. And Mike, a lot of questions about whether the NFL had access to that video earlier than they are letting on.
Yeah, that's the crux of the biggest thing they're trying to fight back. Roger Goodell has categorically denied ever seeing this. He says that publicly. He sent a letter to owners, which has been published in several publications, who got their hands on it. He maintains that once he saw the tape, that changed everything. Contradicting that are two facts. One is, at the time, many reporters said that the NFL had seen the tape, and the tape in these reporters' relaying of that information, the tape maybe had some exculpatory or exonerating parts about Ray Rice, the implication being maybe he was fighting back his much lesser and weaker fiance at the time. The other thing contradicting that is an AP report that came out yesterday from a law enforcement source saying, I sent the tape to the NFL, and that source played a tape of someone from the NFL essentially confirming that the NFL got the tape. Can I just say, though, that even though clear and bright evidence of a lie would be incredibly damaging to the NFL, I fail to see the importance of this. Sure, maybe Roger Goodell's job would be threatened if it's proved categorically that he lied, but what did the NFL expect to see in a tape? The police report said Janae, then Palmer, was concussed by Ray Rice. Ray Rice was the only one in the elevator. I suppose that the horror of the tape can't be unseen, but it still seems extremely curious to me that the tape changed everything. It seems sort of a willing blindness to me on the part of the NFL.
Still, anybody who has seen that tape, if it comes out that Goodell or anyone else at the NFL saw that tape, would that person saw that tape and didn't do anything about it, would that person have to go?
It would seem, because this is contradicting the NFL's. This is their bulwark against the calls for the commissioner to resign. And the calls come from columnists and women's rights activists and nothing even close to an owner or one of the 32 people who could actually compel Roger Goodell to resign. But yeah, if there was evidence, clear evidence of a cover-up, then something would have to happen. I guess because the reptilian parts of our brain really understand lying, and maybe it takes a higher mental process to understand ham-handedness, cluelessness, or misogyny. And those seem readily apparent in this case.
Well, and is this doing damage to the NFL beyond Roger Goodell or anybody who has to resign as a result of this?
Tremendous damage. If you had asked me a couple weeks ago, can anything overshadow week one of the NFL? I mean, how big would that story have to be? I'd think of something, you know, preposterously huge. CBS paid $300 million for 8 Thursday night games. I know you referenced Pittsburgh and Baltimore in the intro. It will totally be overshadowed by this. This has become the biggest embarrassment that the NFL has dealt with, and they've dealt with concussions, and they've dealt with Richie Incognito, and they've dealt with plenty of embarrassments during Roger Goodell's tenure.
But what does that damage mean to them?
I think it means in the short term, they're still an extremely wealthy organization. Americans still love professional football, but perhaps for the first time, Goodell's tenure and his $44.2 million paycheck are at least being threatened.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.